Good afternoon. This is our GCCTA meeting, June 29, 2026, at 3 p.m. The time is now 3:11. You may begin.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Oh, thank you for attending the meeting today. It does seem as if it has been a while, Mr. Knight. But it's only been, well, I shouldn't say that. I said it's only been a couple of weeks since we've been doing the summer, but how time flies. So we're here again to discuss TESA. It seemed like we just finished it. And we're starting all over again. But the guidelines this year, as you all know, is quite different. And we have to come to make a decision by July. I want to say it's July the, let me make, get the date right.
It has to be into the state by the 31st.
Yes, a July the 31st. Yes, meaning that it must be completed by July. That was the term that I was trying to get to.
And I think so in my other locals, we've been operating on the July 30th.
Just to be, okay.
Just to be on the safe side. So we get it all done. And if we need the 31st to submit paperwork, we could.
We would have that. Okay. So, you do have the agendas in front of you. So, of course, like number one is the teacher salary increase allocation. We also would like to discuss today GCCTA insurance representatives for the insurance committee members, you know, based on the information in the contract, you have to select three individuals to submit on the, to represent the committee. That is, what did I do with that?
Did you go in your copy?
I think I have, yeah, I have my copy, yeah. And here's the appendix here that shows insurance. If you would direct your attention to C, where it says that you have to have three members present on the committee. Mrs. Brewer has asked that I, you know, reiterate to you all that the decision actually should be made in January, but at that time CHP has not come up with the amounts. So here we are trying to get that figured out as well, because now she know what the rates are. So that's why the discussion, want to go ahead and get that discussion in place. And then we have other, if there are any other items that need to be discussed. So I do have the district proposals that I would like to present to you for the TESA. So the 26-27 teacher increase, classroom teacher and other instructional personnel salary increase allocation, they changed the title, so added a lot to it. So these are based on our estimates with the current FEFP. The document that I pulled from the FEFP has Gaston County amount at $321,771. If we take out the percentage that is to be given to Crossroads Academy, that's $32,177.10, leaving the district a total of $289,593.90. Subtracting the benefits of $72,398.48 would leave us the amount of $217,195.42 for TESSA. As of today, we have 221 instructional staff. The TESSA is asking us to look at the information of teachers that have 10 or more years in the state of Florida. Of those 221 teachers, that equates to 79 instructional staff in Gaston County. Remaining 142 teachers that do not have 10 or more years in the state of Florida. And we're projected no vacancies for this upcoming year. So the district proposes that 2/3 of the TESSA allocation be distributed to veteran instructional staff defined by 10 or more years or teaching experience in the state of Florida, and the balance of the allocation be distributed to the remaining instructional staff, which is 142. So, if we look at the number of veteran teachers, 10 plus more years in Gaston County, 2/3 of that, of the $217,195.42, will give us $144,796.95 to utilize for the veteran teachers. And so if you take that amount, you divide it by the 79 teachers that we have, that would equate to $1,832. And I don't know, I guess you can round that off to 87 cents for the veteran teachers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the remaining instructional staff allocation, as I indicated, would be $72,398.48. So if we divide that by the 142 teachers that do not have 10 or more years here in our district, that would give those individual instructional staff $509.85. The above calculations are based estimates of June 29, 2026, and are subject to change based on the following. Now, we're not expecting to have any vacancies, but who knows between now and then what might happen. So, changes in the number of eligible instructional staff, changes to the Crossroads Academy FEFP calculations, changes in the 26-27 benefit calculation. So funds should be or would be distributed as a one-time stipend. Pending GCCTA's approval, district is prepared to distribute the TESSA funds on the September 30th payroll. Do you have any questions? Yes.
The section where you said the funds will be dispersed as a one-time stipend.
Mm-hmm.
So once teachers receive that money for their specific category,
mm-hmm.
going until the next school year, that will be reflected in their salary?
No. It's not a part of the base salary. It is a stipend.
and
so these dollars are just these dollars are just a one-time payment.
Yes.
And what if you don't mind me asking,
sure.
why did y'all decide to go that route?
Because we've already met the threshold of the 47.5 that was initially presented, trying to get all teachers in the early years of teachers in the state of Florida up to 47.5, and we've met that requirement. Actually, we met that requirement a couple of years ago.
I do have a couple other questions. Going up to the top,
mm-hmm.
I know you guys backed out $72,000 for benefits. What's your, I guess I can do the math, but what's your calculation, what's your formula to get that number?
I think our, Ms. Bruner based it on 25%.
25%,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, 25%.
Okay. And how do you all, because I know districts do it differently.
Mm-hmm.
I know 22% is common in some places. Some go 25. I know some people back out 30. You know,
mm-hmm.
It all depends. How did y'all land on that percentage? If you don't mind me asking.
I think it's pretty consistent with where she was last year.
Okay.
So we pretty much left that amount the same.
It's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So the bonus would be a raise. There is no additional raise. There's no step increase. That is the raise. The bonus.
It's a stipend. Yes. So it's a one-time payment. It is not added to the base salary.
So what we made last year is what we're making this year.
Plus at the beginning, plus the stipend that you will be receiving,
yeah,
but it's not a part of. Yeah, it's not a base salary.
The number 79 for instructional staff with 10 or more years of experience, what are you basing that off of?
I am basing that off of the number of staff that we have in Skyward, and we are able to look to see how many years they had when they came to the state of Florida. So any years that they were in the state of Florida somewhere else before coming to Gaston County, we could actually include that, and any years outside of the state of Florida, we put those in there as well. But we have a column that's specifically for Florida.
Now, does the district determine that, or do the employees?
The employees, we have to have those employees to do a request from the districts that they come from, which then verifies how many years of experience they were there before coming to us.
Okay.
And that information can be found in their personnel files.
So it comes from the employees?
Yes.
And then verified.
Prior employees, yes.
I guess, and actually I should have started off by saying thank you for providing such a detailed and thoughtful proposal. I've seen them one line, one paragraph, you know, so I appreciate you guys spelling it out for us and laying out the numbers and everything. I feel like that's very helpful. So thank you guys for doing that. I appreciate that. And it's also pretty clear exactly what the intent of the district is. So that's not always the case when you're reading three or four lines and they're underlined, and you know, you kind of have to, they operate, those proposals I think operate under a lot of assumptions, mm-hmm. that folks know all of the details behind the TSIA laws, and while the folks at the table might have an understanding of it, the average teacher probably does not. So thank you for clarifying and for laying it out this way. I guess my next question would be how you guys landed on the two-thirds for veteran teachers.
I figured you would ask that question, and I'm prepared.
Oh, look at you. Gold star from Dr. Jackson.
No, what we're looking at, we wanted to make sure that it says that veteran teachers could receive up to $3,000, right? But correct. If we gave the number of veteran teachers here in the district the 3,000 or up to 3,000, it would supersede the amount for us.
Okay.
The total 300. I'm sorry. It would supersede the amount that we have to give to teachers, 217,000. Mm-hmm. So we wanted the majority of our veteran teachers to receive those dollars. So then that's why we went with 2/3. So we felt like if veteran teachers received the 2/3, then the 1/3 would be given to those instructional staff that are not veterans.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions? I guess just a follow-up on that one. And I know the law says up to. What's my question? What does the law specifically say about taking care of those veteran teachers first? Like, that would be my question.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does say that make sure you deal with those teachers that are considered the veteran of two, you know, or those with 10 plus years of experience. And what we have initially done, or should I say, what we've done previously in the district, we want to make sure that all of our teachers in the district receive some type of funding. So then that way we figured if we do the 2/3, then that would at least essentially leave $509.85 for the remaining teachers, with the veteran teachers receiving $1,832. So that, I think, would fit the bill in making sure that our veteran teachers receive those dollars. That way, so that everyone could benefit from the state dollars.
Okay, so we need some time to caucus. Do you have any questions before we do that?
Okay. Not pertaining to the TSI.
Okay. Well, we can do other questions afterwards then. Do you guys mind if we take a caucus? All
right, we're calling the caucus at 3:29. All right, we are reconvening at 4:23.
Again, thank you guys for the proposal. Thank you for clarifying and explaining it, and for spelling it out the way that you did, and also for the opportunity to talk to us and to review it. We do have some questions as it relates to the implementation bill, because it says, provided for school districts and charter schools to provide salary increases to full-time classroom teachers and certified pre-K teachers funded in the Florida Education Finance Program with at least 10 years of full-time teaching experience in Florida Public School. The amount of such an increase may not exceed $3,000, which we know, right? If a school district has any funds remaining after providing the salary increases, the school district must use these funds to provide salary increases to instructional personnel or for increased costs related to personnel. So while we appreciate the intent to make sure that everybody gets taken care of, I think there is a question of whether or not the proposal as it's written complies with the statute. So I think what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to take some time to review, to take it back to our attorneys and look at it and make sure. And then at such time, if we need to counter, we'll counter, or we'll come up with something that
we can ensure complies with the statute. I think the other piece, the question, since it's teacher salary increase allocation, I don't know that a stipend qualifies as a salary increase, especially since the district receives funds for maintenance year over year from the legislature. So I think that that's another issue that we have to look at very, very closely. I do want to point out, Ms. Mandela has joined us. And Ms. Mandela, you had raised some interesting questions in the caucus. Would you like to share them with the district?
Well, my question goes back to the maintenance of the salary increase. The salary increases over the course of the years. And I've noticed that that we continue to get the maintenance increase, but this year particularly we have significantly fewer teachers, which means that the maintenance portion of the salary increase, and I don't know how to exactly put it in, so we may have to have questions after I say it. If there are fewer teachers in maintaining the salary increase, would there not be additional funds left over from the maintenance portion from the district, which is a little complicated, I think, sometimes to figure out what that number is. Well, not super complicated, but that is my question. If there are fewer teachers that has to be maintained, would there not be additional funds from the maintenance portion of the teacher salary increase allocation?
Well, I can certainly check on that and see.
And I think to add on, I would also, if there are funds left over, what is that now? Have any other questions about the TSA proposal? Did we cover everything we needed to?
Yes.
Okay. So, shifting gears, Ms. Mandel is aware that we need some representatives for the insurance committee. We'll get you those names. As soon as we have them.
Okay.
Okay. And then, Ms. Mandela, if you want to just include me on that email, okay. Or if you want to send me the names and I can send it to them, or however you want to do that, it's entirely up to you. And then, I did want to bring up a couple other things. The first one, and it looks like it has already been addressed, the 25-26 CBA ratification. I just want to clarify, you guys did ratify that at your last board meeting, mm-hmm. Correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And that was on June 23rd?
Yes.
Okay. Then another issue that I wanted to kind of just discuss with you guys, I saw that there was an order for unit clarification on our PERC renewal. Is that something I'm looking at? Case number RC 2026-157. So, who's included and who's excluded in the bargaining unit?
Them.
Okay. We'll check into it. Is it Gaspar? I don't recall. It's GCCTA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So who would make that request? Who would be responsible for that?
I don't know.
I don't recall GCCTA at all. What I do recall is with GASPA, as far as one of the positions they questioned whenever they sent the form out, and I was comparing that form to Article 1, and one of the positions were not listed.
Oh, okay.
And that was my question.
Okay.
But...
I did see, I take my research for what it is. I might have done a man look. But looking at the original order, I did notice that from this petition to that one, there were some changes. Whatever those are and whatever the motivation behind it is, like, we're happy to discuss it with you.
Oh, sure.
So it's not like we're contesting anything. It's just we saw that the order came through, and since we're all here meeting, I figured it was a good opportunity to chat about it and see. But it's something that we can follow up.
Okay, because I would just have to go back to look and see, but I'm trying to remember what the position was that was in question.
And this was for guests, but
this was for guests, but not GCCTA.
Okay. So we would, and we can talk. I could talk to you about that one separately as well.
Okay.
But maybe you and I can have a follow-up conversation to see where we are with this one. And then the last item that we wanted to bring up was the evaluations committee.
Mm-hmm.
That's an issue that's still outstanding. I believe. Do we have a team established for that, or are we waiting on?
We do, but there are two evaluation committees, if you will. One is to make recommendations to the superintendent regarding the evaluations model, and the other one is if there are concerns about a particular or an individual teacher's evaluation. And so we have a few teachers who have concerns because their evaluations were either not completed or not done timely, or components were not done. And so we want to make sure we have the evaluation committee that is making the recommendations to the superintendent, but a teacher's evaluation is very important, and so making sure that they get evaluated properly. And so what would you need to make sure that we can meet with the committee in terms of the teacher evaluation not being completed?
I would say that, so this is separate from the evaluation committee making a proposal or suggestion to the superintendent?
Right.
Okay. So I would think at that particular time that teacher would just need to provide what the concerns are so that we could look to see
what the issues might be and have the conversation.
Provided they've met with their
principal
first.
Principal as well, yes.
Principal first.
Then, yeah.
Say again?
Principal, make sure that the individual teacher has met with the principal so that the principal is aware of the situation, whether he or she did not, their evaluation wasn't complete, and then that we are aware of what the issue is, so then I can also have conversation with Ms. Cummings, who's responsible for the evaluations.
Mm-hmm. But the first step is they need to attempt to resolve any discrepancies with their supervisor.
Well, this is no longer a grievance, because if you recall, that portion was taken out of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not necessarily talking grievance, we're talking just about the committee that was remaining in there, which states if the teacher has an issue, that a committee would be formed.
Yes.
Then wouldn't they still have to attempt to resolve it with the principal first?
That's not a bad idea, but it's not required. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that would be a first step.
I do. I think that would be, yes.
But it's not necessarily required to do so. So, but I'll talk to those teachers to see what they would like to do.
And how would that work if a teacher didn't receive an evaluation or received an incomplete evaluation from an administrator who was then transferred to another school?
I would still say that issue should still be looked at and handled.
With the former.
Because that was the individual who was responsible for completing the evaluation.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but they can complete it now? I mean, the principal, I mean, if it was incomplete.
I would have to say that I would have to know all pieces of the discussion in order to make a valid, you know.
Okay.
So, not knowing the whole thing, and then being able to look and see what the issues are and perhaps what wasn't completed and there was a reason why it wasn't completed perhaps, mm-hmm. you know, getting all the pieces, then I still would say that there needs to be an opportunity to correct the situation if at all possible.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you guys track, I mean, well, you guys do pay for performance, so do you guys have a mechanism for tracking teacher evaluations and who gets them completed and what their scores are?
Yes, and that's our observation.
Okay, uh-huh. Okay.
So if it has not been completed, you should be able to look in that and see what pieces were not completed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does the district have a way of looking in eye observation and seeing the whole picture?
Yes.
So you could theoretically go in and see
district
somebody
wide.
Right now who, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You have July 20th at 10 a.m.
Okay.
As your next meeting date.
Would it be possible to get something sooner than that? I don't want to leave anything to change.
You all have the district, what's that, on the 13th through the 17th?
July 30th.
That week, and mm-hmm. you have PACE on the 27th through the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the district conference, that's the week of July the 13th through the 16th.
Okay.
That's here?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And locally, yeah, in Quincy. Mm-hmm. And then we have the PACE conference. That's the week of the 27th
through the 29th. Oh, but our other meeting is on the 20th, so we need to try to find something before the 20th, okay? So let's see.
So the days all are free on
the
7th,
the 8th, and the 9th.
The week of the 6th?
7th, 8th, and 9th.
So just so I'm clear, we're supposed to have, from our side, all of this kind of ironed out on what we're going to present? Or,
you said the 8th in the morning time, or? Might be, okay.
You got 7th, 8th, or 9th?
The 7th, 8th, or 9th.
Okay, so the 7th or the 9th? So the 7th available?
Yes.
The
7th?
Okay, let's do
the 8th and the 9th. Okay.
If we do the 7th, it would have to be in the afternoon. Okay. I'm already committed to bargaining with Taylor that day.
Uh-huh.
What time would this be available?
I think
Okay, I'm about to say, yeah.
Make it the 8th.
They're saying the 8th is... The 8th is...
Now, you got a bunch of that 2:30, are they? You want to change that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's Tuesday.
So, are you saying the 8th?
Oh, how early can we meet that morning?
You can, well, you tell us the time.
I'm good. No, 7 o'clock.
My bad.
It
was
right.
So you're at 6:30, we're here at 7.
Oh, no, who's working, though? You have to drive bus. Mm-hmm. You're working too, right?
So if you did the 8th, you want to do it in the morning?
Probably do 8:30, 9 o'clock might work.
They work better. He drives us.
You should be done.
So 11 o'clock, would that be too?
The 8th, that's what I mean. I was thinking that we could do the bargaining early. We can still do the
fire. Oh, okay.
I mean, but
and so what time would that be? Would that be too early for your bus?
Oh, no.
What time do you
think? Anytime after 8:30.
Let's do 9 o'clock, because I have another bargaining session that afternoon. So
is it 9 o'clock?
Yeah. On the 8th. So are we adding the 8th as another meeting and still have July 20th as a meeting as well?
Okay.
Okay.
July 20th as a meeting?
Yes.
And what time?
That would be 10 a.m. I got your name, so I have an email address. I'll make sure I put you in the thing.
Right,
okay.
So the 8th
would
be
9
o'clock?
You want to go with 9? Or do you need to at 10 o'clock?
No, let's see. If we can do 9, that would
be good for that. Okay. Okay, I have July 8th at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And
July the 20th.
And July the 20th at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. And I resend the invite.
Out of curiosity, are we thinking that on July 20th we're going to be finished with this?
Hopefully.
So, Mr. Theobald, before we dismiss, I just want to... I just want to verify, if you don't remind Pete, in the two things that you wanted to check on for Tessa. Oh,
as far as the TISA funds?
Yes.
Compliance with the statute related to disbursement and the salary increase component to it. Whether or not a stipend qualifies as a salary increase if it's not recurring.
Okay.
Anything else?
Good. No, that's all.
Okay. All right. Meeting adjourned at 4:45.